I would say there's probably at least a 20% increase in the number of miles required for a standard coach ticket. I think that that would probably be across the board.
Yeah.
But the other thing is Delta is introducing a multi-tiered system of availability for its awards. They recently announced, let me back up for a second. Most airlines offer two different types of frequent flyer awards. One is what's called capacity controlled, much like a sale fare. Not every seat on a plane is available at the lowest price. In that case, you have a limited number of seats that are available at the frequent flyer rate, which domestically is usually around 25,000 miles. There's another tier, which most airlines have, which is the unlimited, or unrestricted, rather, award, in which you pay double the miles, roughly. But as long as there's an empty seat on the plane, you get a ticket. What Delta is now doing, what Delta started doing a few months ago, is limiting the number of seats that are actually available at this higher ticket price. So in other words, it's no longer if there's a seat on the plane, you get a ticket. They are putting capacity controls on this more expensive tier of frequent flyer tickets as well. So they may be adding a third tier, which is the old unlimited redemption level. I think, what do they call it? They have, Sky Choice and Sky Saver. So the Sky Saver tickets are capacity controlled, and the Sky Choice were formerly unrestricted.
And so the net effect would be that it gets even harder to use your miles?
Or if you have to use your miles, or if you absolutely want to use your miles on a specific route, it may be getting more and more costly to do so. It may cost you more miles than before.